With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israeli first responders are looking for survivors in clearing the remnants of a missile that fell on a neighborhood outside of Tel Aviv early today. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports that the fighting between Israel and Iran continues with no sign when it might end.
Israel says it has inflicted some significant damage on Iran. They've already killed a number of top commanders and hit other military targets. Also, of course, they have been targeting these nuclear facilities across Iran. Equally significant, the Israeli Air Force now says it has taken out most of Iran's air defenses. It has virtual free movement over Iran's skies. That will make it easier for the Air Force to press ahead.
U.S.-Iranian nuclear talks that were scheduled for today have been canceled. Lawmakers still reeling from the shooting that killed one Minnesota state legislator and her husband and severely wounded another and his wife. On NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota said that she's praying for the recovery of State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. They were the ones shot and injured.
They are hanging in there. His wife was out of surgery first, and she's actually texted some of our mutual friends. And he may face some additional surgeries, but he is also in stable condition right now, from what I know. So they had multiple gun wounds.
A massive manhunt for that gunman continues. In his first words directed specifically to Americans, Pope Leo XIV told young people this weekend how to find hope and meaning in their lives through God and in service to others. The message was delivered in a video broadcast at the White Sox baseball stadium in Chicago, the Pope's hometown. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the morality of abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington with that story.
The Gallup organization has been polling adults about whether or not it is morally acceptable for a woman to terminate her pregnancy. 49% of respondents say yes, abortion is moral, while 40% say no. Everybody else is undecided. Meanwhile, the poll finds the country about evenly split between those who call themselves pro-choice versus pro-life. Pro-choice gets 51% support, pro-life receives 43%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo will continue his predecessor's agreement with China that gives the communist government veto power over the Vatican's selection of bishops. No other country has that kind of an arrangement. Conservative Catholics outraged that Pope Francis gave in to China's demand. Pope Leo made his first appointment of a Chinese bishop and expressed satisfaction that it was won with approval. This is SRN News. A team of scientists deliberately chases severe storms in order to improve forecasting about hail.
Victor Gensini is with the project called Ice Chip. They drive in fortified vehicles waiting for the chance to analyze hail.
If we can confine and constrain those forecasts, at the end of the day, the end users, the people receiving that information, are going to be better served.
Katie Wargowski is one of the students in search of good research.
You know that you're about to get pelted by this storm, that people should be in their basements for.
The team has collected, measured, crushed, weighed, and sliced hailstones as big as 5.5 inches.
Correspondent Ed Donahue says hail causes about $10 billion in damage each year in the U.S. Leaders of some of the world's biggest economic powers have begun arriving in the Canadian Rockies. They're gathering for a Group of Seven summit that's been shadowed by an escalating conflict between Israel and Iran. President Trump leaves for Canada this evening. SRNNews.com.